For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar, the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, so my word, what we really have here is kind of an alternate form of parable. Putting two things side by side is just not stated in the normal parabolic way we're used to. My word is like the coming of the snow and the rain from heaven. They come not by accident. They come because they're sent, and they come to bring life and beauty to an otherwise arid world. And similarly, my word comes to accomplish the purpose for which I sent it, life. My word is what it's really about. My word. Not happily just our words that sort of flutter and flap out there in the airwaves, helter and a bit of skelter and not a whole lot of control or purpose often. My word. My purpose. My word. Let there be. Let there be light. Let there be an expanse to divide. Let there be dry land. Let there be sea. Let there be living creatures. Living, throbbing, living creatures. Let there be my word, my purpose. Now you, Jeremiah, may not know how to speak my word, and so I'm going to put it in your mouth. And you will be my word to uproot and to tear down and to destroy and to overthrow and to build and to plant. My word, my purpose, my word. And in the fullness of time, became flesh and dwelt among us, my word, my purpose. In him was life and light. As the rain and the snow to bring life, so my word for my purpose to bring life, abundant, eternal. And the spillover of all of that is this eruption of joy that follows these words about the rain and the snow, the kind of joy that would reduce the fireworks that we saw a few weeks ago on the 4th to a flash in the pan. As you go out in joy from exile, yeah. But not just that, because the chapter begins this way. As you go out in joy, summoning nations you have not known, as you go out in joy, summoning those to turn to the Lord, as you go out in joy, joy will explode all around you. The mountains and the hills will burst forth in song. The trees of the field will clap their hands. And you add to that the joy that the angels exuberate. It's a real word. Exuberate every time a sinner returns to the Lord. Joy will explode like it did when the sons of the morning saw the Lord put his finishing touch on his creation project. Or like it happened that lonely night over the fields of Bethlehem. Or like it's gonna happen as an overpowering hallelujah chorus formed by that great multitude that no one can count, from every nation, every tribe, every people, every language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, singing, "Salvation belongs to our Lord. Amen." You betcha you got that right. Amen. My word. My word. My purpose. My joy. My life. All of that from the rain and the snow. Who would have thought? Although, if you read a few pages on from where we are here, the resurrected Lord kind of brings that home to us pretty closely. As the rain and the snow, so my word, my purpose, as the Father has sent me, so I sent you. My word, my promise, my purpose, my presence, my life. You. You bear the word and are born by it. You become one form of the word to summon all nations to return to him, and you and I together will have that chance to hear and to experience and to add our voice to that chorus of primal cosmic praise in heaven. My word, my purpose, my joy, my life.